number two of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls. You call in about anything. Otherwise, you bring up things interesting to us. Now, breaking news earlier this afternoon. You're not going to hear this story anywhere else on syndicated radio, that's for sure, or probably even your local radio stations. Nobody's going to be covering this story. And it's the Motorhome Diaries crew, who we've had on this show in the past. We had them on as they were preparing to launch their trip across the country. They were going to be zigzagging through all of the lower 48, maybe even traveling up to Alaska, Canada, Mexico, all across the North American continent in their motorhome. Jason Talley and Pete Air from formerly of Bureaucrash, formerly the Crashers in Chief at Bureaucrash, which is another great liberty-oriented organization. And they're two really principled, really cool guys. In fact, they were looking at moving here. They are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They're specifically, they have chosen to move to the Keene area. And so we're really excited, obviously, about having them here in New Hampshire, and hopefully we'll be able to actually get them back here at some point, because right now they are sitting in a jail cell. They were arrested this morning in rural Mississippi, Jones County, Mississippi, is where it went down, where apparently they were pulled over by the Jones County deputies. And one of the three, now there's Jason, there's Pete, and then they picked up a guy that I don't think I've ever met named Adam. They picked him up on their journey. And you can go to motorhomediaries.com. You can look at video. They interview all kinds of liberty-oriented people all around the country. They've been traveling for a while. I'd say well over a month at this point, if not a couple of months. And so they've been doing all kinds of things. They've confronted a few cops here and there. They've been interviewing interesting people. A handful of Free Talk Live listeners have been interviewed as well, and people have just been getting in touch with them as they've been coming through their areas, and they're coming through with MARV, their mobile assault recreational vehicle or something like that. So they've been having a lot of fun up until this morning when they were their freedom was stolen from them. And the details on the case are pretty scarce at the moment because 100% of the Motorhome Diaries crew is in jail. So there's not really anybody that can speak for them, and the amount of coverage that the actual arrest received while it was happening was very minimal. Maybe it's because they weren't in cell phone.
Twittering and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, they twittered a couple of times, and I spotted well, you had actually gave me the heads up this morning, Mark.
That's right, baby. In contact.
Yep, and I went to Jason's Facebook page where his Twitter things are appear, and that's when he was saying that Adam was being arrested for videotaping the police. So apparently the police had pulled over their RV.
They don't take kindly to them kinds of technology down there in Mississippi.
They don't much take kindly to videotaping about anywhere.
They stop people with out-of-state tags so they could harass them. They didn't like these kids pulling out cameras on them. They're used to people kissing their butt.
Sure.
There's some small-town cops with big old attitudes. That's all.
They might be in for a big surprise because I don't think those cops down there are used to people fighting, actually, and instead of just making deals and smoothing things along.
Well, I don't know if they're not going to.
What are they going to do, though? I mean, it's either stay in the town for months on end, being harassed by these people.
Or
is really the disadvantage to this situation. This is the disadvantage to civil disobedience anywhere, but it's compounded by the fact that they're not
traveling
from that town, and that's what cops take advantage of. They're the gang that sits around in that town, and they need to be financed in some way, and one of the ways that they finance themselves is look for people from other towns who don't have their gang around to protect them, and they give them tickets. And we need to kick these boys down a couple of pegs real quick so that they don't get other people thinking that they can get somehow, stop our little system for collecting money here.
It's only one state away from deliverance.
Oh, gosh. So, so they were pulled over.
Away from Deliverance.
Adam was arrested. There's one photo of that available. You can go to freekeen.com, and the photo has been posted there in the original thread that I posted this afternoon about this. As I did some digging, called the jail to find out exactly what was going on. So the first guy was arrested for videotaping the cops. Then they arrested both Pete and Jason. So Adam was arrested first. Pete and Jason were arrested after that, and they're both sitting in the Jones County Jail right now. According to the jailers, Adam has been charged with disorderly conduct and disobeying an officer, which we're very familiar with the disorderly conduct charge. That's one of their favorites. And disobeying an officer is also a favorite because these are the catch-all charges. These are the charges that if they don't like you, they can hit you with.
It's a pretty safe bet that the cop is breaking the law if he's charging somebody with disorderly conduct.
Yes.
I mean, if they were doing something that was against the law, and arresting somebody who isn't breaking the law is against the law. So, but if they were doing something against the law,
like
there'd be a charge for that.
Assault or battery or rape or arson. Or
right.
Whatever it is. Yeah, there is no...
And the best they could come up with on Pete was possessing a beer in a dry town.
Well, that was the first charge that Pete had. I called back later because there were rumors flying around that there was another charge, and I talked to one of the jailers, and they revealed there's another charge. So Pete is charged with possession of beer in a dry county, which is really just a retarded law.
Yeah, somebody needs to go to jail for that.
And... then he was also charged with possessing a firearm across...
backwoods Muslim country? What the hell is wrong with these people?
Possessing
a beer in a dry town.
The other charge is...
wake up!
Possessing a firearm across state lines, which is not a federal crime.
No, it's not.
It's a Mississippi crime. Also, Jason Talley was charged with disorderly conduct, disobeying, and resisting arrest. I did determine that, according to one of the jailers, these are not jailable offenses as far as sentences are concerned. Obviously, they're jailable in that you are arrested and they put you in a jail cell. But eventually, if they do end up going ahead and bonding out, which they may or may not do, I don't know what their plan is. Obviously, some activists refuse to participate in the system at all, and some want to get out as quickly as possible. It all depends on what you want and what your goals are. But it's my understanding that both Pete and Adam are looking at $1,000 bails or bonds. What the hell's the difference between a bail and a bond? Is it the same thing? You're supposed to know these things, Mark. You went to jail for
I thought a bond was something you did with a private organization to raise the money to pay bail.
Oh, really?
Sounds right.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
It's like a loan.
Because you're bonded to the individual that paid your
and
bail.
They make money off of that. They make a substantial fee because they're putting up the money, and that's when... if you don't show up for court, they send dog
bounty
after you. Yeah, they send dog because they're out money quite a bit if you don't show up.
So, $1,000 bail on Adam and Pete each, and then $1,500 bail on Jason. So they could bail out tonight because it's my understanding one of the ladies from the Campaign for Liberty has flown down there to help out with this situation. I guess she was planning on meeting up with them anyway, and... so she's coming down there, and people are already over at the Free Keen blog at freekeen.com. People are organizing, getting some money together for these guys because they were driving around the country on contributions. So it was, listeners of ours were contributing to their gas tank, basically, and buying them food and stuff like that. So if anything, they can probably use your contributions now more than ever. Please go to motorhomediaries.com and send them a few bucks. Maybe that way when they get out of jail, they'll be able to check their PayPal account, and they'll have a nice little boost, and hopefully they'll certainly have a nice boost in some web hits, because this has been getting some coverage, not just here on Free Talk Live, but the Agitator blog has picked it up, and rumor has it that Manuel Laura at the Lou Rocco blog may be blogging about this a little bit later. So these guys are in jail, and the arraignment may happen as soon as tomorrow. Obviously, if that doesn't happen, they'll probably be there for the entire weekend, but then again, they can always be bailed out probably any time, and that's actually surprising to me. Because the jail has been getting a lot of phone calls. I posted the phone number for the jail, and they got a lot of calls. So I'd called the jail once earlier on today to get the basic info of what was happening, what they were being charged with. And I called back later to confirm some of the rumors. And that's when one of the jailers told me that they're calling them their little celebrities because they've been getting so many phone calls at the jail. Because when liberty activists get arrested and the word gets out and the activist community decides to do something about it, they pick up their phones, even if they're not in Mississippi. hey, they'll call and say, hey, what are you, you know, how are my friends doing? Are you treating, how are they being treated? When are you going to let them out? Or whatever it is they're calling about. They just call these bureaucrats to let them know they are not going to forget about their friends.
I'm telling you, this is how we make the system better for an, if you're an outside the system person, is you'd make it harder for them to be tyrannical.
Absolutely, and let them know that you are not going to forget about the people they are keeping in their in behind their bars. More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, click and download right there on the front page of the site, going back for an entire year, free for you, at freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media, to political action, to civil disobedience, and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you imagine possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And I would say one of those new medias that you'll find here in New Hampshire is Dale's very own anarchyinyourhead.com. It is published twice a week. And, well, I guess the cartoons are published twice a week. It's a digital cartoon, and it's quite good. You can go to anarchyinyourhead.com. It's Wednesdays and Fridays, usually later on in the day. Evenings.
Yeah. I've been getting to it later and later, it seems like.
So you can go and take a look at that, anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, Dale also does some editorializing. And I also
am freelance drawing now. So
people can hire you.
Yeah, I could do a little bit of graphic design, and I do some, if you want a cartoon character drawn or something. I did an avatar for someone recently.
Cool.
Who had a specific avatar character in mind, and he was really happy with it.
So people that are maybe looking for a little bit of artwork that they could hire you to do could contact you at dale@anarchyinyourhead.com.
And I'm sort of got like introductory rates at the moment since it's still a somewhat new thing for me. So it's actually, you know, relatively inexpensive for an artist. So
excellent. Yeah. That's a great opportunity for people. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So just kind of bringing you up to date on what's going on with the Motorhome Diaries guys. We hadn't heard from them in probably a week or so, and it's really up to them to call the show and keep us updated on what's going on. I've given them the open invitation. Call us up as often as you want. And at least once a week we'd like to hear from you to let us know what's been happening. And they've been having, a lot of success with touring around the country and meeting up with liberty-minded people. And, you know, I figured this was going to happen. Today they were arrested. The entire Motorhome Diaries crew arrested in rural Mississippi on a variety of charges. Of course, the favorites of disorderly conduct and disobeying an officer were thrown in there. But one of the most bizarre things had to be Pete Ayer being charged with possession of a beer in a dry county.
Yeah, they need to take somebody to jail for that.
Well, they take their dry county stuff pretty seriously, Mark, and it's just the most backwards, blue, you know, it's just these blue laws that are still in existence and still enforced, and
I don't know how people can enforce, I don't know how cops can find it in themselves to enforce these things.
Especially when they go home and drink at night?
Yeah.
Apparently they want Al Capone again. You know?
It's insane, and I wonder how many dry counties there are out there. It's been a long time since we've talked about dry counties on the show, but I know
Lubbock is just voted to go wet, as it were.
Really?
Yeah, and that's
Texas, right?
Yeah, that was one of the biggest. It's got to be the biggest place that is still dry.
Well, because normally in a dry county, from my understanding, and we have talked about this in the past on Free Talk Live, but I think it's been years since it's come up, and that's a good sign, I guess.
It's because it's almost inconsequential. The vast majority of people don't live places that are dry.
Right.
And the ones that do live in dry towns just go farther to get their beer.
And that's one of the problems. These counties that have these blue laws that are dry counties, you cannot sell alcohol. Now, usually, it was my understanding that you could possess alcohol in a dry county. You just couldn't buy the alcohol. But maybe there are some complete prohibition counties out there. I don't know. Or maybe it's because he had an open beer in the trailer. You know, they have an RV. So maybe because he had an open beer, that was the problem. I'm not really sure as to the details. And I'm sure that when Pete and Jason and Adam get out of jail, we'll have them on the show. And they can illuminate all of the asininity of the Mississippi laws in this particular case.
We don't have a show that long.
What's that?
We don't have a show that long.
Well, in this, the laws in this case, specifically the dry counties. So normally they ban people from selling beer and any alcoholic beverage in these dry counties, which, as you say, Mark, just results in the people that want that stuff driving to the next county over and then driving home. Now, I understand that you'd like to believe that everybody that's going out buying that alcohol from the next county over is just keeping it nice and cool and waiting to crack it open before they get back home. But there is the chance that you've got somebody that may have already had a few drinks that's driving out to go and buy some more alcohol, and then they're loaded
and
they're driving.
Let's not forget going to bars. I mean, obviously people that are in dry counties want to go to bars now and then.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to drive much farther to get to a bar and drink,
right,
and then drive back home. That the longer somebody who's been drinking on the road is on
greater
the
risk.
Excuse me. The longer somebody's been drinking is on the road, the bigger the risk. So these laws just increase the risk for people.
Yeah. Well, they increase risk, and they increase the amount of people that they get to put in jail cells for, right, for driving around maybe with a little bit of beer in them or having a beer in
the
back of the
car. The funny part is what a lot of people believe is that they're somehow protecting their county from the bad folks that might have the alcohol and that kind of element. Those people
nonsense.
Believe that, right, you live in a backwaters, nowhere, dilapidated, disgusting trailer town. I mean, you're not protecting anything.
Yeah. It's crazy. So we will keep you in the loop as we learn more. So far, the guys are still in jail. It's looking like they may be there overnight. I've left a message with Jason on his cell phone to call us as soon as they get out. And if you want to help out with bailing these guys out, again, I don't know if they want to be bailed out. No one has talked to them yet. They may be of the mindset that they would just rather sit in there, in which case
that's
one of the
nice
things that they should do is get the RV out. And I know that's one of the things that the young lady from, I think Allison is her name, from the Campaign for Liberty, she's gone down there, and it's her, I think her one of her first missions is to get the RV out of the police's hands. Because if you've ever had a car impounded by the police, you know that means that you've got to pay on a daily basis to the tow yard, $150 a day or something like that. It may depend on where you live and what the tow yard's charging, but it's going to be X amount of dollars per day, and it's going to start adding up, especially for an RV, which is taking up a whole hell of a lot more room than the average car. They're saying they're going to have to pay a tow fee in order to get it out of the RV yard or the car yard. So who knows? They're going to probably have to pay a daily fee plus just a tow fee, and I don't imagine the tow fee for that RV is going to be too cheap. So they could probably really use your contributions over at motorhomediaries.com. Now, of course, it makes me I said this to you during one of the breaks, Mark. If the government people were smart, they would be looking at the Motorhome Diaries website, finding out where they're going next, and waiting to pull them over when they come into their town. That way, they can just all of the governments around the country can just cash in every time these guys get arrested. I don't want to give them any ideas.
Yeah, they're just not motivated enough to do that.
Yeah, and hopefully they're not listening. But that's one of the problems with paying up to these people is you pay up and you lose. But what can you do? What else can you do? Otherwise, they're going to keep your multi-$1,000 RV, so they're holding it ransom. You've got to pay these gangsters.
Yeah. I was just thinking when we were at the arraignment the other day,
mm-hmm,
and that place was packed. And, of course,
full
people
of victims
were just, exactly, they were just being processed through one after the other. And in fact, before the judge even came in, there was someone in the judge's seat handling, deals. And I was like, if every single one of these people stood up for themselves and fought for themselves, the system would come crashing down. The system would come to a halt. They would stop being so frivolous in there.
The system counts on your acquiescence to what it's doing to you.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know these guys will be able to take a strong stand once they get to New Hampshire, but I think they should just get the hell out of Mississippi for now. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. You take control by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And SACL is specifically on the lookout right now. If you know somebody who is working in the, you know, the accounts receivable department at hospitals or large doctor's offices, multi-doctor, multiplex things,
banks
or utilities.
Yeah, SACL's, you know, I mean, that's sort of where they specialize is banks and hospitals.
They can handle those big, big companies and have a whole lot of accounts.
But
and
if you're, you know, a freedom-loving individual and you've got a few accounts receivable, they'll handle that for you, too.
Sure, sure. But they're specifically looking to find a big account out through the Free Talk Live listenership. So if you know somebody that works in an accounts receivable department, get in touch with SACL through the banner on our website and let them know what the company is. Give them, you know, get pass on the contact info, and SACL salespeople will call them. You don't have to do any selling for SACL or anything like that. Just, you know, send them the lead and they'll follow up on it. And our friend Jason Osborne over there would really appreciate the leads. So 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We continue with your calls, where Scott is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. You were just talking about the situation with RV guys and sort of some of the laws about liquor and things like that.
Yes, our friend Pete Ayer has been arrested for possession of a beer in a dry county down in Mississippi.
Yes, I live just outside of Winnipeg in a small town, and the town right next to me is a Mennonite, mostly a Mennonite city that was dry, has been dry for forever, since its inception, where you're not allowed to sell booze in the town. Like, you can buy it outside of the town and
bring it in,
drive home, of course. But, of course, when that happened, though, there's a bar just on the outside of town where, you know, they're not held by these laws, and that's where people will go to drink, or they come to my town because it's only 10 minutes away. And just recently, in the last year, they had a vote in their town and decided to repeal this prohibition. And so now there is a liquor store in this small town. And you know what? People aren't killing each other in the streets.
They were killing each other before?
No.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You're saying that people would be afraid that if they were to legalize drinking or selling alcohol,
it's funny.
All hell would break loose.
The scare tactics they use, as though the you know, 99% of America isn't wet, you know, the opposite of dry, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Like, it's ridiculous.
It is. And really, it's because in this town, a majority of people were this one particular religious sect, so they used their voting power to tell other people what they could and couldn't do. As far as, I mean, it wasn't
invasive.
They didn't come into your house or anything.
Scott, I lived in Sarasota, Florida, and there was a large Mennonite and Amish population that would winter there. And I can tell you, more than one bar were Amish bars. I'd been approached at bars by people, male and female. I guess the pickup line. I don't know exactly what. Is, hey, are you Pennsylvania Dutch?
You've been approached by gay Amishmen?
I don't know that they're gay. Just people being, just talking, right?
Gotcha.
But these laws are so archaic. They're so 18th century. I don't understand why people haven't caught up to just, I don't know. It's the whole issue of, you know, some people telling other people what they can and can't do with their businesses and what they can put in their bodies. It's like everything else, right? It's any prohibition that we have. But I'm so this town, and this is just in the last year where they've allowed it, and it's business as usual. You know, people. I don't know why people freak out about this stuff. Or in Manitoba, for example, it's illegal to drive with a case of beer can't even be open in your trunk. If you put it in your trunk, you have to tape it shut before you can drive anywhere.
Ludicrous.
Or else you get charged with open liquor. Even if you don't even have a beer in where the passengers are.
Can the cops search you in Canada?
I don't know exactly the levels and things like that. You can refuse. I mean, they have to have probable cause.
Okay.
But if they see an empty beer bottle in your back seat, that's it. You're done.
You're done.
You're charged with open liquor.
Wow.
Even if it's empty. And from a week
that's
ago.
True here too. I mean, I don't know if they maybe they don't enforce it as vigorously as they do in Canada, but in places that have open liquor, open container laws, that's typically the case. You can have an empty bottle, and that's.
You're right. It's just so regressive. It's so ludicrous. It's so sad and pathetic and it really just shows how far we still have to go to even get close to a semblance of real freedom in this country.
And it's not even based on any sort of logic, anyways.
No.
It's the same thing.
Doesn't need to be.
Yeah, you have to tape a box closed to put in your trunk before you can drive it. Like, that doesn't make any difference. It's just, you know, it's silly.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, according to Wikipedia, although the 21st Amendment repealed the prohibition of alcohol on the federal level, that amendment also specifically prohibits the selling or production of alcohol in violation of local laws. Some governments, local governments, which had passed local laws prohibiting alcohol during national prohibition, never re-legalized the sale of alcohol, maintaining a dry market. Now, many dry communities do not generally prohibit the mere consumption of alcohol, thus potentially losing profits and taxes from the sale of alcohol to their residents to wet or non-prohibition areas. The rationale for maintaining prohibition on the local level is often religious in nature, as many Protestant Christian denominations discourage the consumption of alcohol by their followers.
Because Jesus hated alcohol.
Wait, didn't he turn water into wine?
That wasn't real wine, that was grape juice. They didn't have real wine back then.
Similar laws, they had fermenting fruit, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's the most ludicrous claim ever. But they'll try it.
I haven't heard that claim.
We've done it on this show. It's funny. People call in and say things like, well, that wasn't real. The wine that they had in
that
the
was
Bible,
the blood of Christ.
It didn't have no alcohol. And Jesus wouldn't touch alcohol.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. That's something that somebody made up after Jesus came along. Because God makes things that are good. And that includes
fermentation
process. Because if it was bad, God wouldn't have made it, right?
Similar laws designed to restrict the sale and consumption of alcohol are also common in the mostly LDS state of Utah, though Utah prohibits local jurisdictions from exercising control over liquor laws. An additional more pragmatic intent of these laws is often to reduce alcohol consumption in that particular county by limiting the ease of acquiring it, but we all know that doesn't do anything, that people just go outside of the county borders.
I bet it limits it. You know, if that's the claim, that they want to limit alcohol consumption, I'll bet you that there are times when somebody says, oh, well, it's just not worth going.
Exactly. I don't want it that bad right now. But they probably get a little less drinking, but is it really worth that?
My question is, is it worth living in that town? Really?
Hell no. But was it worth the accidents? I mean, you're just living. Even if you don't drink alcohol, you're at higher risk living in that town because everybody that is a drinker is driving to the other counties to do their drinking, and that's putting you at a higher risk. I think I remember when we talked about this before, they actually show, in fact, here it is, prohibiting alcohol sales may actually reduce public safety. Research has found that dry counties have higher proportions of alcohol-related traffic crashes than do wet counties. Study in Kentucky suggested that residents of dry counties have to drive farther from their homes to consume alcohol, thus increasing impaired driving exposure. A study in Arkansas noted that wet and dry counties are often adjacent and that alcohol beverage sales outlets are often located immediately across the county or even state lines.
Sure.
Other researchers have pointed to the same phenomenon. Some observed that residents of wet counties most likely have shorter distances between home and drinking establishments, and from their study, they concluded that in dry counties, individuals are driving farther under the influence of alcohol, thus increasing their exposure to crashes. So if you care about people's lives and safety, you should not be prohibiting alcohol.
They're creating a market opening there. They're creating a wonderful market opportunity for adjacent counties to make money, because now they've cornered the market.
Yep.
Why not?
Captive audience, almost. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then Wiki goes through the process of listing every single county in America, and there's a shocking amount of them that are dry counties. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ioniczone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. Ioniczone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asiax-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com, so go get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Rich is in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, gang.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a comment about the prohibition issue. You were saying that if you're living in a dry town, you're more likely to go somewhere else, get drunk, and then be a danger on the road.
So the statistics show, and as would logic decide, yes.
Well, apparently the military agrees with you. Because when I was in the Marines, they actually allowed us to drink on base, even if we were under 21.
Really?
Because they knew full well that, yeah. So when I was in the Marines right out of high school, so I legally could drink at the age of 18 as long as I stayed on base.
I seem to recall when I was in the Navy, I thought I heard someone say, and I never partook of it because I was at 21 actually, but I heard that there was an on-base club and that you could drink there at 18 if you were in the military.
Yes.
That's amazing. So basically, the military has its own set of laws, and even though they're in a city or a county or something like that, where there may even be a prohibition on alcohol, it just doesn't affect the military, is what you're saying?
That's right. So the minute I step off base, then I'm subject to the jurisdiction of the state. But on base, I could legally go to the bar, any of the bars, and drink beer. Apparently, they did have laws. Apparently, I had to wait till I was 21 if I wanted to have a mixed drink. That's what I.
It's the fruit
juice.
Regular,
yeah, but as for beer, we were free to have beer right there on base. And then when I was stationed in Okinawa, we actually had the vending machines in the squad bay with loaded with beer.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's really sad when your town or county hasn't figured out lessons that the military has already known for years. I mean, you know you're behind in the old dum-dum curve if you're behind the military.
I guarantee you, if we started having beer vending machines, everyone would freak out for a while. Be like, no, the kids are going to be able to get it. I guarantee you the kids will lose interest when it's no longer banned. I mean, it will stop having the image that it has now, the curiosity that it has, because they're not supposed to have it. They've been told they can't have it. Oh, what is it that these adults are enjoying that they won't let us enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't have the forbidden fruit aspect to it.
Right.
Interesting story, Rich. Any other thoughts?
True. Well, another thing, I just remember one time I was visiting Minnesota, and I didn't know about the laws there, and I decided I was having a late dinner, and I decided it would be nice to have a little bit of wine with my dinner. So I went down to the grocery store and I looked all over the place and I couldn't find any wine or beer. And I thought, well, that's strange. This store doesn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked, when I asked around, I found out that it was unlawful to sell any alcohol in the grocery store. And then I would have to go to a liquor store, which, by the way, closed in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I could never get there on time. It was frustrating.
Awful. It's awful. That's like Canada.
I felt like I was being treated.
Canada's that way, or at least Ontario, the Ontario province in Canada is that way. When Julia and I went up there last year on a little vacay, we went to one of the convenience stores and thought, let's get ourselves a six pack or 12 pack or something, because we were up with some friends and they had nothing. I thought, what the hell kind of a convenience store is this? And I asked the clerk, well, why don't you guys have beer? He says, well, you have to buy that through the state. And so it's bad enough here in New Hampshire, and it is bad here. The state runs all of the liquor stores, but at least in New Hampshire they allow the grocery stores and the convenience stores to sell beer and wine. And in the Ontario province in Canada, you cannot get beer, wine, or liquor, any alcoholic product. You cannot get it anywhere except at the state liquor stores. And they close at like 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. It was crazy.
Eight o'clock.
Here. 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. The one here closes at 8.
Oh, no, I'm talking about in Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Here in New Hampshire, you can go to the grocery store till 11:45 at night.
For beer and wine.
And you can get beer and wine.
Yeah.
But in Ontario, Canada, if it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, you can't get anything. You have to go to the state store, and they close at 9, and I remember we were outside of the state liquor store because we tried to get there before 9, and we didn't make it. And so some guy's coming out, and I said, is there anywhere else you can get alcohol around here? Are any of these stores open later than 9 o'clock? And he said, oh, there's something out somewhere, and he gave me some vague descriptions as to where it was. And so I went out and drove around looking for this thing, and I think he sent me on a wild goose chase. So it was not fun.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which is worse, being unable to get beer when you want to, or being treated like a child.
Yeah, that is a tough call. Thanks, Rich, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'm trying to imagine what a convenience store without beer, like how they manage to make any money. I mean, they must charge $3.50 for a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I can
hardly imagine. That's crazy.
Well, somebody
has denied alcohol today.
Really?
I was denied alcohol. Yeah, I'm an activist, so I don't carry my ID unless I'm driving. And even then, I'm actually getting a little lax about it because I'm like, I'm not going very far. I'm not going to bother carrying my license or something.
Mm-hmm.
But so I go, and I didn't have my ID on me, but there was a great sale on some vodka in New Hampshire. I don't know if all the liquor stores in New Hampshire are having it right now. Great sale. I go in, and then after I go in with my friend who was driving, it occurred to me, oh, I don't have my ID on me. And then it occurred to me, they're probably not going to let him buy alcohol either. He does have his ID on him. And sure enough, we get up there. I tried to bring alcohol anyway because I thought, well, maybe I look over 21. I thought.
Yeah. You don't actually look your age, though. I don't look my age.
I realize that. But I came up and I was trying to tell the guy, I'm telling you, I'm 40 years old. let me buy some alcohol.
And you should have just left.
He thought
before
he
your
looked
friend
at
went
me
up to
like,
the cash register.
He really did look at me like I was trying to pull something over on him. And of course, then he wouldn't let Keith buy anything, and we kind of walked up together.
So. And they're so scared. I mean, the clerks are just frightened to death of having a sting operation run against them. And so I understand.
Yeah, I can understand in the circumstances.
But it's the most asinine rule, the one you're talking about, where everybody gets carded that walks through a line. It's the stupidest rule I've come across, and it's one of the. It seems to be newer. Like, I don't ever remember it happening before the last 3 or 4 years, but down in Florida, the first time it happened, it was my former girlfriend and I and Johnson, a former co-host of the show, we're all at this one 24-hour grocery store, and we were there and walking through the line, and they wanted to card us. It wasn't for alcohol, it was for cigars, but it's the same idea, right, where everybody that's in the party gets carded. And I was so outraged by this. I was so upset by it. I called it asinine. The manager came over and said he didn't want me cursing in his store. We actually talked in detail about it on the show back, I think it was like 2006 or 2000. No, it was probably more like 2004.
Long time ago.
But, and of course, asinine is not a curse word. And it was asinine what they were doing because
you can decide whatever's a curse word you want, you know, but asinine seems to me to be a silly one.
We had a cartload of, you know, $75 worth of groceries. We left that there and walked out because I'm not going to be treated like that. It's a nonsense rule. But and they said it was a corporate rule, not even a law. Now, they're saying here in New Hampshire it's a law. I don't know if it's a rule or a law.
People don't know the difference between rules
and
laws. The employees just don't know.
They have no idea. They know what they've been told, and then they make up the rest of the story. Yeah. So how asinine is it? If I'm walking through a line at a grocery store with a 12-pack of beer, and Julia's with me, and this just happened to us recently. She had her ID. I did not. Or she didn't have her ID, I did, and we walked through this line, and they checked us both, and we couldn't buy the alcohol. So I said, here you go, you lost your sale, right? Here, take the alcohol back. We had to get the groceries because it was late, we needed the groceries. But if I had been walking through with my 10-year-old brother, what would have happened then?
Well, I would assume that there's some kind of provision in that rule for family members. There has to be.
There is.
How do they know?
Exactly. There is a provision.
What 10-year-old has ID on them to prove that they're your family member?
You can't prove anything. So it's the stupidest thing.
And how do they know Julia's not your sister or your half-sister or
whatever?
They
don't know anything. It's all so arbitrary and so just mindless. Look, if what this law is supposed to prevent is for me giving alcohol to minors, why don't you stop me from buying the alcohol when I've got some real serious minors with me? What about when I've got a 12-year-old with me?
It's like the nonsense of gun laws. They don't really work. The people who intend to break the law are not going to bring the person in with them.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. It sure as hell is doing nothing to keep alcohol out of the hands of teenagers. I'll tell you that. Hour 3 coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.